Welcome to Hubert Ai's Prophetic Teaching Podcast. Hubert Ai is a principled preacher, a character builder, and has deep revelation knowledge in the Word of God. His mandate is to impact the entire generation for excellence through revelation and holiness. Stay tuned for more insight.
We give you praise. We worship you. Have your own way.
Amen.
Do what no man can do.
Yes, Lord.
And take all the glory.
Oh, yes.
Bless us this morning.
Amen.
Empower us this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Change our life.
Amen.
Transform our life.
Yes, Lord.
Let us move from glory to glory.
Amen.
From power to power.
Amen.
From anointing to anointing.
Yes, Amen. Lord.
From favor to favor.
Amen.
From blessings to blessings.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. This morning, I want to talk to you about God knows the process. In the book of Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11, the Bible says that, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end." Give me another version. He said, "For I know the plans I have for you." God is speaking and God is saying that, "I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster. To give you a future and a hope." He said, "I know the plans that I have for you." Then he says that the plans are plans of good and not evil, to give you a future and a hope. The Bible talks of the fact that God knows the plan. God, he knows the plan. The plan is actually what we call the process. The plan to get you there. The process to get you there. Wherever you are going, which is your destination, to become whatever God wants you to become, whatever God wants you to have, whatever God wants to happen in your life, he says, "I know the plan. I know the process to make it happen. I have the plan for your life. I have the blueprints of your life. I have the ways and means to make the things happen for you. I, God, I know the plan." You don't know the plan. You don't know the process. The only thing you heard me tell you is that you are going to become this. And I said you start from the beginning, but you are going to end in the promised land. But how you get to the promised land, I did not tell you, because that one is for me. I know the plan. I know the process to get you there. The meaning of process is that a series of actions. The meaning of process is a series of actions, a series of steps that is taken in order to achieve an end. So process means that there is a particular step you are taking to be able to arrive at a place or get something to happen. So when you say, "I am going through a process," that means that you are going through certain steps in life. There are steps in life. You don't jump from class 1 to class 7. We are going through a process. You don't just get up and you have granule soup. Granule soup, in the making of granule soup, there are certain ingredients that you gather the ingredients and you mix it in the process. And whilst you are mixing it in the process, some people will not understand why you are blending the tomatoes. The tomato itself does not understand why you are blending it. It says, "I like the way I am. I am red and I'm beautiful. But now you are cutting me into pieces and I'm feeling the head. You are cutting me and I'm feeling the head. And not only that, you are putting me in a blender and I'm getting blended. And the pain I'm feeling, I think you don't understand, but after I have finished with you and I've mixed everything, anybody that tastes you, they are saying, what a good soup is this. There is a process. A lot of us want to jump the process.
That's right.
We want already made things. We don't want to go through anything. So anytime a child of God is going through a process, they feel God doesn't love them. They feel God has forgotten about them. They feel God does not understand what they are going through. You have to understand, it is God that chose your process. It is God that decided what you should go through. It is God that intended that for where you are going, this is what will happen for you. Your process is determined by God. You don't decide how God should make you. You don't decide it. It is God that decides that for where you are going and what you have to become, you must go through a particular kind of process which has been customized for you. Your challenge is a customized challenge. Your problem is a customized problem. You are the only one that has that problem. That name is on it. Even if somebody is going through something else, it is not the same intensity as yours. It is not the same thing as yours. There is a process. The process is not to destroy you. The process is to prepare you for what is coming. The process you are going through, it is not to destroy you. It is not to make matters worse. It is not for you to die in the process, but rather to prepare you to be able to handle what is coming. That is the reason why God is allowing the process you are going through. In the book of Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9, it says, a man's heart will devise his way, but God will direct his steps. Give it to me in another version. He said, a man's mind plans his ways, but the Lord directs his process and then makes them. God will direct the steps they will take. It is God. You have a lot of plans, but at the end of it all, what God wants you to go through, before the process comes to an end for you to see what you want, God said you go through a process. It is said of a particular tree that is in China. It's called the Chinese bamboo tree. The Chinese bamboo tree. Now, this Chinese bamboo tree is one of the most important trees for the Chinese. They use it in building most of the things they build. It is a very powerful bamboo tree. When you look at this Chinese bamboo tree, it is as tall as 90 feet. It goes very high. When you look at this Chinese bamboo tree with all its beauty, with all its work and the importance of it, and how it is used for many things, you are very happy. You look at it, it's nice. You look at it, it's beautiful. And the work it does in making things in the house, building furniture, building the houses they have and all that, you say it is a good tree. But what you did not know is that this Chinese bamboo tree, when the seed is sown in the ground, you must water it every day. You must add fertilizer to it every day. You must pour water into it every day for the next 5 years. For the next 5 years, every day must pour water and fertilizer. The day you do not pour water and fertilizer on it, it dies. The day you decide not to water it, the day you decide not to add fertilizer or manure or take care of it, it dies. So continuously, for 5 years, every single day, you must be pouring water. And guess what? It is still a seed. If you sow it in the ground, it does not come up. You don't see it. It is still in the ground. And the place you mark it is the place you pour the water, is the place you put the fertilizer. But for 5 years, you will not see anything coming up. For 5 years, you will not see anything. You must add water and fertilizer all the time, every single day. The day you don't do it, it dies. After the 5 years, when the 5 years comes, it takes it, the seed, 3 weeks, 3 weeks for it to become 90 feet. It takes 3 weeks for it to become a mighty tree, 3 weeks. After the 5 years of not showing up, after the 5 years of not seeing anything, it takes 3 weeks for it to shoot up. Unstoppable. Unstoppable. What happens to it when it's in the ground and you don't see is that the roots grow. The roots begin to move and goes deep and deep and deep into the soil, because the height is going. It needs to have a very strong root system, because if it doesn't go deep in the soil, when it becomes tall, it will fall off by wind. Any wind that blows will just kick it and it will fall. So for 5 years, you don't see anything. The roots are going into the soil. They are going deep. They are going deep. 5 years of going deep. 3 weeks of growing tall. It is spoken of the elephant and the rat. They all got pregnant on the same day. And they discussed their pregnancy. And they were all happy they were pregnant. The rat looked at the elephant and said, "Look, I have gotten pregnant." The elephant also said, "Yes, I have also gotten pregnant." And they began to laugh and celebrate the glorious news of their pregnancy. Then all of a sudden, 1 week, the belly of the rat is big, but the belly of the elephant is not big. Then the following week, 14 days, the rat is complaining, cannot walk well, cannot move well, because now the pregnancy is high. We look at the elephant, the pregnancy is not there. 21 days, the rat has given birth. It takes the rat 21 days to give birth. 21 days to give birth. After the 21 days, they came to the naming ceremony and everybody was celebrating the rat. They looked at the elephant. The elephant, there was no sign that it was pregnant. As the time went on, all of a sudden, the rat began to laugh at the elephant. He said, "You and I got pregnant the same day. How is it that I, within 21 days, I have got what I want, and you have not got what you want?" He said, maybe you have the stomach of other animals. So let's wait. They waited 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. Still, there was no sign of pregnancy in the elephant. 1 year, yet the pregnancy was not showing. By 1 year, 3 months, there was a little space protruding in the stomach. Then they said, "Hey, you are getting pregnant." Okay. By 2 years, the elephant is about to give birth. The rat has given birth. Every month, if the rat gives birth, within 1 month, there must be a lot of children. By the time 2 years has come, the rat has almost about 30, 40 children. Now, we have come to see the elephant give birth. In the elephant giving birth, it took a lot of things for it to give birth. At the end of it, when the child came out, the child was big, strong, healthy. If you put all the rats that were giving birth together, they cannot match the one elephant, the size of the one elephant. When they asked the elephant, "How is it that you gave birth late?" The elephant said, "It is not about giving birth late, but what you carry determines what you give birth to." You carry a little baby in your womb. That's why it happened 21 days. What I'm carrying, when it lands, the earth shakes. When it was, the earth shakes. What you are carrying, even if the wind blow, it will carry all the rest away. Don't be quick to judge people when it looks like things have delayed in their life. They are going through a process. Don't insult people because today you have something they don't have. Because what they don't have is in process. Because what they are carrying is big, it has to take a number of years before it manifests. The reason why your miracle hasn't happened is because it is the size of the elephant.
Jesus.
The reason why the breakthrough has not happened now is because it is the size of the elephant.
Jesus.
Because of what you are carrying, the process must be long. The process must be 5 years.
Yes.
The process must be 2 years.
Yes.
But the day you give birth,
Jesus,
the day you deliver,
Jesus,
what will come out will shock your family, will shock your community, will shock your friends. In the name of Jesus. The process looks long. It's because of what you are carrying. People are laughing at you. But what they don't know is that God is taking you through a process. Oh, Mr. Rat. Madam Rat, I know you have your own quickly. It's because of what you carry that gave you that one quickly. Why condemn me? Why fight me? Why be jealous about me when my own hasn't come? It is not that God does not want to bless me. It is not that God doesn't love me. No, because of what I
carry.
Because of what I
carry.
It must go through a process. What I carry must go through a process. And at the end of the process, you will know that it was not an ordinary thing that was in you. There are many people that things happen for them, it doesn't bless anybody. But there are some people, when something happens for you, it affects a lot of people. This is what life is about. Life is about impacting somebody's life, changing somebody's life, helping somebody's life. That is what life is. It has nothing to do with what you have. What you carry is not for you, it's for people. What you carry in you is for people. Somebody is going to be employed because you waited for a business that will not move out of the scene in 1 year. That will not fade away in 2 years. We don't just get up and say, I want to do a company. I want to do a business. You need to go through the process. When the roots have been established, when you begin to build, the wind will come. The storm will come. The challenges will come.
Yes.
But they cannot shake you.
Jesus.
They cannot break you.
Yes.
They cannot destroy you.
Yes.
Because he that is in you,
yes,
is greater than he that is on,
yes,
their side. If God be for you, who can be against you? No weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper.
Amen.
And every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you shall condemn it. It is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but it is God that showeth mercy. He said, I will have mercy upon whom I have mercy, and I'll show compassion upon whom I'll show compassion. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty God. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, he is my fortress, in him will I trust. 1,000 on your left, 10,000 on your right, it shall never come near you. Only with your eye will you see the destruction of the wicked. I came to declare from today, after God has taken you through the process, then you will say that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepare a table before me in in the presence of my enemies.
Yes,
thou anointed my head with oil.
Yes,
my cup runneth over.
Yes,
surely
yes,
goodness and mercy
Jesus
shall follow me
Jesus
all the days of my life.
Yes,
and I shall dwell
yes,
in the house of the Lord
yes,
forever,
Jesus,
forever,
amen,
forever,
amen,
forever.
Amen.
God knows the process. God knows the process. God has decided what you should go through because of what you carry. Don't have eyes to see what you become. The biggest mistake is when people look down on your beginning. The biggest mistake is when people think nothing good can come out of you. The biggest mistake that people make is to look at you and conclude on you that as for you, there's nothing that you ever become. There's no place you ever go. And that is the biggest mistake that any human being can make on the face of the earth, because nobody knows tomorrow. You don't know how God is taking me through a process. You don't know how, as for me, because of what I carry, I must last 5 years of problem, 5 years of issues. That is the mistake people make on you. That when you are going through your 5 years of process, your 8 years of process, they think God has abandoned you. They think maybe you have committed a crime, and because of that, you are suffering for it. Many people are not suffering because they did something wrong. They are suffering because of the dream they had. Joseph had a dream. He suffered for the dream. He suffered for the vision he had. He suffered because he had a good plan. That was why Joseph suffered. Joseph didn't suffer because he was a bad man. He suffered because he had a dream to become great. And then all of a sudden, hatred, attack, problems begin to come. When you are going through certain challenges and people don't understand, don't explain to them. Don't explain to them. Let your results show. Let the end of the matter show. We don't fight people. We don't complain. We don't insult. We don't do any of those things. We don't hate. What is in you when it gets to 5 years? It will show. We call it results. It will show.
That's right.
They thought nothing good will come out of you, but they will see it. They will come and they will see what the Lord has done in your life. This is what the Lord has done. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and will be glad in it. These are the wonderful works of God. It is not by a man. It is not by any man. But it is because of the grace of God that came upon your life. The process that you are going through, that looks like it's painful. The process you are going through, that looks like it's difficult. There's no money. It looks like every day and each challenges, they are just coming one after the other. When you solve this one and you think you are done, the next one comes. With all those things, don't be discouraged. Don't worry about why it is happening, because it is a process to get you to where God wants you to be. It is a process to make you who God wants you to be. Allow the process. Allow the process.
Allow
the process. Allow the process. You are going to pray that whatever you are going through, which is a process, you are asking God that he should come in with you. He should be in it with you. You saw the three Hebrew boys. They were going to be put in fire. But the wonderful thing was that Jesus was there with them. God was in the fire with them. He said, when you go through the waters, I'm with you. You go through the fires, I'm with you. We are going to pray that God will be in it for us. We are asking God to come in anything we are going through. Lift your hands. Begin to pray now. Begin to pray now. Begin to pray now.
At the center of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that I see.